Good morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
My name is Saul Romero.
I believe that Mr. Romero is here for a revocation hearing, am I correct?
Yes.
Yes, I have.
Okay, the Honorable Ms. Gowanus will conduct your hearing, sir. I'm sorry, Miss. The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing, sir.
Yes, indeed.
Perfect, huh?
Mr. Romero, can you please state your name and AUC number for the record?
Saul Romero, 289662.
Thank you. Good morning.
How are you?
Just fine, thank you. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the two alleged violations on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form to notify you about this hearing, and I see that you signed your form on September 29th. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and that form listed your hearing rights, and one of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, an attorney to represent you. I don't see an attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today?
I don't have any funds to afford an attorney.
So you're representing yourself today then?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting this hearing. And if you look on the video screen, you'll see way down at the other end of the bench from me is the Honorable David Neal. And right next to him is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And in the center of the bench is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Right next to me here is the Honorable Louis Quinones, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel chairman for this hearing. Also with us today is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one, to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision. And phase two, to determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. So, Mr. Romero, I'm going to read information from your warrant. And as I read each of these allegations to you, if you could respond as to whether they're true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, then we'll take testimony from Department of Corrections concerning that allegation. And then the board will make final determination if you, as to whether you violated the conditions of your supervision. Do you understand that process?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. We'll start with phase one then of your hearing, and here is allegation number one, and that's saying that you have violated the conditions of supervision and has lapsed or probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about May 12, 2017. Per the task individual testing compliance summary dated August 10th, 2017. Mr. Romero, is that true or false?
That's true.
That's true, okay, thank you, sir. And allegation number two, violation of condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to report on May 19th, 2017, to the Western Regional Parole Office located at 801 South 16th Street, Suite 1, Phoenix, Arizona, per the written directive on May 18th, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown. Gosh, I can't speak. Your whereabouts were unknown, and you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Romero, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. So based on Mr. Romero's admission and information in warrant number 2017W2776, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Thank you. second, Mr. Romero. A little paperwork here. All right, now, Mr. Romero, we'll move on to phase two of your hearing. And before we continue to determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked, we'll get some information from Mr. Osborne from the Department of Corrections, and we'll be right back with you.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Romero was released from DOC custody on January 4th of 2017. He was arrested on August 31st of 2017 by the Mesa Police Department on a absconding warrant status. And was returned to our custody on September 11th of 2017 with 104 abscond days, with a community supervision end date of January 15th of 2018. Current conviction, 2014, burglary, second degree, 3 years, 6 months. He said one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-3, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 2. There's no STG or gang information noted. Has a minimal disciplinary history with that noted. Other arrests, 2007, possession of prescription drugs, Washington County Jail. 2007, burglary, Washington County Jail. 2010, burglary, Washington County Jail. 2010, theft, Washington County Jail. 2017, burglary, third degree, AZ unknown, and 2017, drug paraphernalia violation is the unknown. And he has a community risk score of G4, B4.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. And back to you, Mr. Romero. It looks like you were released and you were approved to live at Vivre, but you admitted at your intake that you had used heroin. So as a result of that, you were sent to MRC for 3 days, which is the department's halfway house, and then directed to reestablish residence at Vivre. Failed to maintain residence there and were discharged, and then sanctioned to MRC again for 7 more days, and accepted into the 90-day treatment inpatient treatment housing there at MRC, and you were there until you were medically discharged, and that was on March 20th. On March 21st, you were given approval to move with your cousin at 654 South Stapley Drive in Mesa, and then at one point, on April 18th, you wanted to change your residence because your cousin's home was pretty crowded. And your parole officer, found a placement for you at Changes Halfway House. But then you decided to stay with your cousin. But on May 17th, you didn't come back to your approved residence, and no other residence had been approved, so your parole officer didn't know where you were. Is that essentially true, what I just said?
Yes. Also, what had transpired is I had got burned. All of my, 10% of my body got burns. So I had been put in a Maricopa Integrated Burn Center over on 24th Street in Roseville, and then I was released to a skilled nursing facility.
Okay. And how did you happen to get burned? Was that at work?
Yeah, I was working at Healy Roofing, and a black tar kettle exploded, and so I got the burns on my back, and my legs, and my arms.
Oh, wow.
I have severe nerve damage.
Oh, wow. And have you, completely recovered, but I hope you're better now. We certainly wish you health. So you were working, obviously, at Hindley Roofing in Mesa. Okay. And it looks like you also were referred to TASC. It looks like in January you tested positive for heroin, but then you had a negative after that. And then you had lots of negatives, it looks like. Let me count them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 22 negatives, so that's a very good thing. And it looks like you were medically discharged from the, when you were medically discharged from the treatment unit up at MRC, it looks like you had a diluted sample on April 17th. And then on May 12th, you failed to report to deliver your sample when required. And you were counseled by your PO to get over to task on May 15th, and your PO reminded you how not to dilute the sample. I think if you drink too much water, it comes back diluted. But again, on May 15th, you failed to report. And once again, you had admitted to your PO that you've been using heroin every day. It looks like you were referred to CHC for substance abuse classes in January and completed the ITH program. But it appears that you've continued to have a heroin problem through this whole thing. Once again, it appears you seem to be asking for help. Have you found, when was the last time you used heroin, Mr. Romero?
I haven't used heroin for over 30 days now.
Over 30 days. Well, congratulations, and keep that up, because that is a very tough addiction. Let's see what else we have here. I'm just kind of reading from a report, supervision report. It looks like you also, when you were at MRC, had a cell phone, and you probably...
I gave that back to him.
Okay, yeah, you probably know that's, yeah, quite, that's a violation.
Yeah, I didn't want to break the rules, and before I got admitted to it, MRC, they left it in my bag, so okay. I gave that back to them.
Okay, good. Well, good on that. All right. So it looks like you were working, and you were injured on the job, and that's unfortunate, but you just continue to have this heroin problem. So what do you think about that, Mr. Romero?
Well, I know I need help, and I've asked for help, and I'd like to get some help, honestly.
Okay, and when you are in treatment, are you able to participate? You stop using when you're in treatment?
Yeah. And you can see the proof. I gave them a lot of clean UAs.
You gave 22 clean ones, that's for sure. All right. Well, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Romero, while you were out over 100-something days, what were you doing while you were absconding?
Oh, like I said, I was in the Maricopa Integrated Burn Center for like 2 months. I had 3 surgeries. Okay. And I was in a skilled nursing facility because I couldn't change my own wound care. Okay. I couldn't do the dressings.
Okay.
So after you left the care center, sir, where did you go then?
I went to see my daughter, and then I came back, and that's when I got arrested.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Romero, where's your daughter? Where does she live?
She lives in Yuma.
Okay, so you were still in the state. Did you, so you didn't maintain contact with your PO then? You didn't tell your PO where you were, or?
I had called her once and left her a message, and I was really, really hoping she would have called me back so I could turn myself in.
Okay, when did you call her but now?
I remember I called her like when I was, it was probably June, or at the beginning of July.
Did she know you were in the hospital?
Well, I left her the message, and she never called me back, so I assumed that they already had the absconder warrant.
Oh, okay. I'm going to ask our community corrections officer if there's anything in the chrono notes.
Nothing noted about the phone call, but the sponsor between May 17th and May 19th was contacted twice, and the sponsor did not know the whereabouts of the offender either.
Oh. Yeah, that's unfortunate, Mr. Romero, because a lot of the time your parole officer is there to help you and support you, and it sounds like from the notes we have here, she really didn't know. where you were. So, and I know she would have understood if you were in the hospital. She would have worked with you on that. So that's an unfortunate thing. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the board? We're getting ready to go. If there are no further questions, we're getting ready.
I just
go ahead.
Like some help for my drug addiction.
All right.
Madam Chair, may I just ask a question?
Please, please.
And maybe he's already answered the question, I just don't remember. But at one point, you was at the AmeriCorps Reinterest Center program. How did that work? Did you get into treatment there? Any counseling, anything that would help you with your drug problem when you were there at MRC?
Yeah, I was there and I participated, and I was almost going to graduate before I was medically discharged. And I was learning some coping skills to further my
own. So you had the situation where you were burned, and that's why you left that program, sir?
No, that was something else. I had gotten depressed.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome, sir. And Mr. O'Meara, one of the things that makes recovering from addiction so difficult is that if you associate with the people that you has associated with before, you tend to fall back in those ways. Or do you have friends who are not drug users? Do you have other people to hang out with?
I have family members that don't do drugs.
Your family. So it would be very important for you to focus on staying with your family and not associating. It's very difficult, and that's why people relapse, because they go back to the same surroundings and the same people and the same habits again, and then you can't resist. And I'm sure you learned that in treatment. I'm sure that's one of the things that they talked about. Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. O'Meara. Mr. Osborne, did I see you have your hand up now?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I thought I saw about the corner of my eye. Mr. Romero, the board is going to go into discussion and make a determination. It might sound like the board's talking to you, but it's really the board talking among itself, because we don't discuss these cases before we come into this room. So listen in. It's an open meeting, and anyone can listen in. And just remain silent there on the phone, and we'll be back with you very shortly. Okay. This is a very unfortunate, to use Dr. Wright's term, situation. Mr. Romero is really struggling with the heroin addiction, and he has been free from heroin for over 30 days now, which is a very positive thing. He suffered some medical issues that's left his, he says his back has some tingly spots or bad where he was burned on 10% of his body by hot tar, and I'm sure that was very, very painful. But this addiction has really got him. He's beginning to understand through treatment some of the things that he'll need to do to avoid the continued addiction. But I'm concerned about the abscond days. Certainly part of it was excusable if he's in the hospital. But I'm concerned that he didn't let his parole officer know where he was, and then further that he went to visit his daughter, probably, well, he said, assuming that a warrant had already been written. So I would like to hear more from my fellow board members on this one. Mr. Quinones.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. I guess
In short, he only has 3 months left on his flat sentence, and his detox from heroin is pretty fresh. It's only 30 days old, and I think he might be best served by taking advantage of the remainder of his prison sentence, the short prison sentence, to put together a plan for his release to include his return to the community and any ongoing drug treatment.
Mr. Johnson?
I agree with Mr. Quinones. And I also want to state that the report states that he had been doing heroin for every day at the time that he was apprehended, turned himself in. And looking at his, you know, his past history, which includes burglary and theft, you know, I'm wondering, you know, what he was doing while he was actually out to support that habit every day. So if he's been in 30 days, he's been free, I'm in agreement that it would be to the best interest of the community that he remain and continue to get himself off of those drugs. And hopefully when he gets out, he'll be, you know, drug free.
Thank you. Any other comments? Agree?
I agree with my comments.
All right, then I'm going to make a motion. Based on the information in warrant number 2017W2776, information provided by Mr. Osborne of the Department of Corrections and our discussion with Mr. Romero, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Romero was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and has lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Thank you.
Agree.
Mr. Romero, your community supervision has been revoked, and you'll be released from the Department of Corrections on or about January 15th of 2018. And as both Mr. Quinones and Mr. Johnson said, please don't look at that as a discouraging thing. We want you to be successful, and where you are, you've been able to get off of heroin, and you need to stay off of heroin, and you have such a short involvement here in Arizona. You have one term at the Department of Corrections. Looks like you've had some time in Washington, in jail. But if you can beat the heroin thing, you don't ever have to come back to this criminal justice system again. You can get out there and be successful. And that's what we want for you. We want you to be successful and get off the heroin. It's a very bad addiction, and you know better than anyone else. We're glad that you're on the mend from your burns, which sound very serious. And we wish you the very best of luck, you know, with the heroin and with your health in general. So thank you very much for participating in your hearing today, Mr. Romero. This hearing is concluded, and no further discussion may take place. Thanks again. And would you give the phone back to your CO3?
Yes, ma'am.